You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
Rich people keeps getting richer in ways that most people don't even know exist.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters.
We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Stick around because I'm not just revealing their secrets, I'll show you the investing tactics backed by data that, if you apply them today, could make you more than what you know what to do with it. Yet these tactics nobody talks about. Over the last 6 years, we've helped accredited investors, high net worth individuals, and business owners crush it, generating cash flow, delivering strong returns through multifamily apartment syndications, and helping them save over $93 million in taxes. So to start, let's clarify what we mean by rich people. Think of it like sushi. It can range from a gas station mystery roll, questionable, but still technically sushi, the 3-star Michelin masterpiece that you'd sell your kidney to afford. Richness, much like sushi, exists on a spectrum. The simplest way to make an apples-to-apples comparison is to define richness by net worth. According to YE Global Wealth Research Report, net worth is categorized into 4 groups. Mass affluent, less than $1 million. High net worth, greater than $1 million. High net worth plus, over $5 million. Ultra high net worth, over $10 million. While this is a reasonable framework, it's not set in stone. Different sources have their own benchmarks for these levels. What's particularly interesting is the leap from mass affluent to the high net worth, marked by surpassing the $1 million net worth threshold. Why? Because once your net worth crosses that magical $1 million line, you gain access to the coveted status of accredited investor. With this destination comes a world of privilege and access previously out of reach. It's like graduating from the kiddie table to the adult table at Christmas. Say goodbye, corn dog, and hello, filet mignon. Now, you may be asking, what's an accredited investor? In short, it's a VIP pass to the exclusive investment club, allowing you to build wealth in ways that others can't access. An accredited investor is someone who meets a certain financial criteria, such as having a net worth of over $1 million, excluding their primary residence, or earning at least $200,000 annually for the past 2 years, or $300,000 with a spouse. This designation opens up the door for investment opportunities not available to the general public, such as private equity, hedge funds, venture capitals, exclusive real estate deals. Accredited investors can participate in these high-reward opportunities because they're considered financially savvy enough to handle risks, unlike traditional investments that are more heavily regulated to protect the average investor. What's interesting is as wealth grows, the way people do things, their tactics, especially investing, evolves. It's like upgrading your watch collection. You might start with a reliable Casio, but as your net worth rises, you're aiming for something like a bespoke Richard Mille. The same goes for investing. The more wealth you grow, the more sophisticated and more strategic your approach needs to be. So let's explore the typical wealth ladder people use to climb as they accumulate wealth. First, let's make one thing really clear. There's no right or wrong approach. It's all up to what suits your preferences. What we're discussing here are backed by data from the world's largest asset managers, offering a glimpse into common patterns. The first rung, stocks and bonds. Think the first step to wealth is stocks or rental properties? Most people do. Well, what if I told you that these entry-level investments could be the very reason you stay stuck? Let me show you why they're not what they seem and how to actually start climbing the wealth ladder. Most mass affluent investors, those with under $1 million in net worth, start with the obvious stocks and bonds. Why? They're easy to access. You can start with a few bucks and a free trading app. Thanks to decades of marketing, the stock market has become almost synonymous with investing. Here's the problem. Retail investors, that's you guys, get hit the hardest when the market drops. During downturns, panic sets in. Studies have shown that retail investors are far more likely to sell low and lock in losses. Think of what happened in 2001's GameStop frenzy. People bought at the top and the stock crashed and they lost big. Then there's the next step, single family rental properties. Sounds great, right? Buy a duplex, live in one and rent out the other one. It's practically pays for itself. But here's the catch. With one tenant, you're walking a tightrope. One missed rent check, you're covering the mortgage and personal guarantees and liabilities for lawsuits. And that control starts looking like a house of cards. The truth is, the first one is shaky at best. If you want to grow real wealth, you need investments designed to scale with you. Investments that don't crumble when the market dips or tenant ghosts. Stick with me and I'll show you how to level up your strategy and start building wealth that lasts without the unnecessary risk of entry-level investing. The second rung, private market real estate. You've hit the second rung. Congrats. You're officially a high net worth or high net worth plus with $1 to $5 million in net worth. So what's next? Forget about stocks and bonds. It's time to play where the big players play. Private market real estate. Why? Because it's not just an alternative investment. It's a cornerstone for wealth building with stability, income, and scalability that leaves the public market in the dust. Now, while the world alternative is vast, multifamily real estate stands out. It's a favorite for high net worth investors because it offers income stability, scalability and efficiency, risk mitigation, tax benefits, a hedge against inflation. We can't say enough about multifamily real estate. It's our jam. But it's just one piece of the puzzle. Because as you continue to climb the wealth ladder, the next rung introduces a whole new world of opportunities. And trust me, you'll want to know why these vehicles could redefine how you grow your wealth. The third rung, private equity, venture capital, and hedge funds. Congratulations, you made it to the third rung of the wealth ladder. This is where things get exciting. You're now stepping into the exclusive world of private equity, venture capital, and hedge funds, the playground of the ultra wealthy. With a net worth of over $10 million, you're officially a qualified purchaser, earning a spot in the big leagues. What's a qualified purchaser? Think Disney's Club 33. If being an accredited investor is like holding a Disney annual pass with perks like exclusive events and discounts, then being a qualified purchaser is like joining Disney's Elite Club 33. This gives you access to private lounges, secret locations, and luxury experiences most people will never know exist. Similarly, as a qualified purchaser, you're invited to exclusive high-level investments that aren't available to just anyone. What does it take to qualify? Pun intended. Individuals or family businesses with $5 million or more in investments, excluding your home or primary business, entities with $25 million in investments. Why are these investments so attractive? As your wealth grows, so does your investment options. Private equity, venture capital, or hedge funds offer exclusive access. These opportunities in industries and markets unavailable through traditional stock markets, steady passive income. Many of these investments provide consistent cash flow, significant tax benefits. They also often come with attractive tax-saving opportunities. Massive growth potential. Venture capital, private equity buyouts can deliver extraordinary returns over time. You could invest in high-growth startups through venture capital, private loan like distressed debt, infrastructure assets like data centers, or large-scale commercial real estate. These options combine stability with big upside potential, perfect for those looking for a dependable income and serious growth. But what if you're not ultra-high net worth? If you're thinking, I'm not ultra-high net worth, so do I miss out? The answer is, it depends on who you know. The door isn't locked, it's just hidden. And you just need to have the Kitty Sisters to show you the way. Here's the deal. Through our investment offerings, many structured under Regulation D, 506B of the SEC, we can include up to 35 sophisticated investors in each deal. Spoiler alert, this could include you. Sophisticated investors don't need a huge net worth. They just need the financial knowledge to protect their own investment interests. This could be shown through your education, investment history, or guidance from a financial advisor. Why does this matter? Because now that you won't be forced to sit on the sideline and watch these ultra high net worth individuals keep growing their wealth. Instead, you also get access to participation in these private equity and multifamily apartment syndications, investments traditionally reserved for accredited investors or qualified purchasers. With these opportunities, you can start investing like the ultra wealthy, even if you're not there yet.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.